Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving into something pretty cool today. It could actually change how we experience mobile networks.
Oh!
Yeah. Especially in those super crowded places where it feels like you're like fighting for a signal.
I know those places.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're talking Cohere Technologies
yeah.
and their Universal Spectrum Multiplier. USM for short.
USM. Okay.
They just released this new white paper in January.
Okay.
And they're making some really bold claims.
Like what?
Imagine if your 4G and 5G networks just got a major speed boost, but you didn't have to do anything. You don't have to buy a new phone. You don't have to install a new antenna.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing.
Right. It's exactly what Cohere says their USM software can do.
Really?
Yeah.
So how does it actually work?
So it all starts with this concept. Mm-hmm. They've kind of borrowed it from radar. It's called delay Doppler.
Delay Doppler.
Yeah. And instead of just looking at wireless signals, like in that typical way of time and frequency, delay Doppler looks at how those signals bounce off objects. That's the delay part.
Right.
And then it looks at how their frequency changes from motion, which is the Doppler effect.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like they're creating this 3D map of the signal's journey.
That's cool.
I know, right? It's really cool.
Yeah.
So to break this down even further, I've got our tech expert here.
Hey.
Can you tell us why this delay Doppler approach is so important? Like, why is it so important for improving network performance?
Well, the key with delay Doppler is that it gives us a much more stable and predictable view of the wireless environment. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, the traditional way we've looked at signals has just been time and frequency, right?
Right.
That's constantly changing.
Yeah.
You know, people are walking around, cars are driving by, the environment's always changing.
Always in flux, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But delay Doppler actually focuses on the physical layout. Right. So the buildings, the trees, things that don't change that quickly.
Oh.
And because of this stability, it allows for something called MU-MIMO to work really well. Yeah, MU-MIMO. And it stands for multi-user, multiple input, multiple output.
Catchy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But really what it means is that multiple users can share the same spectrum at the same time efficiently.
Okay, that makes sense. But earlier you mentioned MU-MIMO working well with something called FDD networks.
Yes.
For those of us who, you know, aren't network engineers, can you just break that down for us a little bit? Like, what's an FDD network?
Yeah, yeah. So most mobile networks in the world use FDD, and it stands for frequency division duplexing.
Oh.
It essentially means that uploading and downloading data use different frequency bands.
Okay.
Now, traditional MU-MIMO techniques, they're actually more effective with TDD networks.
What's TDD?
Time division duplexing, where uplink and downlink share the same frequency.
Mm.
But because Cohere's USM uses the stable delay Doppler view, it allows MU-MIMO to actually work really well in FDD networks too.
Oh, okay.
And this is a big deal because most of the world, like I said, uses FDD. So this means there's a potential for USM to actually improve a lot of networks globally.
So it's like this software is kind of unlocking this like hidden potential in the networks we already have.
Exactly.
That's really cool. And so if I'm understanding correctly, this is all happening behind the scenes, right? Like I don't need a new phone to see the benefit of USM.
Exactly. It's all software based, so no new hardware is needed. And it's also incredibly compatible with the way networks are evolving. For example, it fits in perfectly with Cloud RAN and Open RAN architectures.
Okay, can you unpack that a little for us?
Yeah.
What's so special about USM working with these cloud-based networks?
Sure. So because USM is so good at predicting how those signals will behave based on that delay Doppler map, it actually allows parts of the network processing to be moved to the cloud.
Hmm.
And this opens up a whole world of possibilities. Like, imagine things like coordinating multiple cell sites simultaneously or even dynamically sharing spectrum between, let's say, 4G and 5G.
Yeah.
It's all about making the entire network smarter and more efficient.
Wow. So that's fascinating. But, I mean, it all sounds great in theory, right? But has Cohere actually shown that this actually works in, you know, out in the wild?
They have.
Really?
Yeah. They've actually done several trials. And they detail all of them in their white paper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they looked at dense urban environments using a common 4G frequency called band N1 FDD.
Okay.
And they found that USM actually delivered a median gain of 1.56x over single user MIMO in static tests.
So even when things are standing still, it makes a noticeable difference.
Exactly.
What about in situations where things are constantly on the move, like in a busy city?
Yeah. So they tested that too. And even with pedestrian and vehicular mobility, they still saw significant gains. They even have videos available publicly showing these trials in action.
Oh, wow.
We'll be sure to include links to those videos in the show notes.
Okay, awesome. So they've got the tech and they've shown it works.
Yeah.
So what's next? Where does Cohere go from here?
Well, they're focusing on a few things. First, commercial hardening.
Commercial hardening.
Yeah, basically making sure the software is super robust and reliable so it can be used in real-world situations.
Okay, that makes sense.
Second, they're working on scalability engineering.
Okay, what's that?
Basically making sure USM can handle more users and more traffic as demand grows. Think about how much data we all use on our phones these days.
Yeah, it's only going to go up from here.
Exactly. That number's only going to go up.
So they're making it tougher and more scalable.
Right.
What else?
The third area they're working on is migrating USM to a containerized format using Kubernetes.
Kubernetes.
Yeah, it'll make it much easier to deploy USM across different networks.
Okay, that sounds pretty technical.
It is, but it's important. They also mentioned exploring some really cutting-edge areas.
Like what?
Like AI and generative AI.
Whoa.
To optimize network performance even further.
AI-powered network.
Yeah. Think about it.
That sounds like a deep dive for another day.
It does. It does.
But for now, I think we've covered a lot of ground. So we learned that USM uses that radar-inspired approach to create a more stable view of the wireless world. And that leads to more efficient use of spectrum.
Yeah.
What does this mean for the listener? Well, potentially faster speeds, fewer dropped calls, and more reliable connections, all without needing a new phone.
That's the goal.
But the big question is, if this tech actually delivers on its promises, what could it mean for the future of mobile networks? What are the implications of being able to actually multiply our spectrum this way?
That's a great question.
Stay tuned, because in part two, we're going to explore Cohere's vision for the future and the potential impact of USM on how 4G and 5G evolve.
Welcome back. So last time we were talking about that software, USM.
Right, USM.
And how it uses that radar-inspired view, that delay Doppler thing.
Right, right.
To create that super stable wireless environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Which then lets us do efficient multi-user MIMO.
Yeah.
Which basically means multiplying that spectrum capacity.
Yeah.
Especially in those
FDD
networks.
Yeah, the ones that most of the world uses.
Right, right. Exactly. But now let's zoom out a little bit.
Okay.
Think bigger picture. What's Cohere's vision for the future with USM?
Yeah.
And what does that mean for the mobile networks of tomorrow? What could that look like?
Okay, so we've established that USM could really boost network performance.
Yeah.
But technology is always evolving, right?
Always.
It doesn't stand still.
Never.
What's on Cohere's roadmap? How are they going to make sure USM stays ahead of the curve? Where are they taking this?
One of the biggest things they emphasize in the paper is AI.
AI.
Yeah, artificial intelligence, and even generative AI.
Wow.
Integrated into USM.
Okay.
So right now, USM is like this really sophisticated optimization system.
Right.
Using that delay Doppler model to make the network efficient.
Okay.
But with AI, they want USM to,
evolve.
Become a network that can learn.
A network that learns. That's a pretty big idea.
It is a big idea.
Help me understand this. What would an AI-powered network even look like?
Imagine a network that could, constantly analyze all this data.
Yeah.
About how people are using it, what the traffic patterns look like.
Yeah.
Even factoring in stuff like weather.
Okay.
And then it uses all that info to, adjust in real time.
Mm.
Optimize everything, coverage, capacity.
Even energy efficiency.
Even energy efficiency, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a brain for the network.
So it's not just about having more capacity. It's about using it smarter.
Exactly.
I see. They also talk about AI overseeing these large geographic areas and even like multiple spectral layers. What exactly does that mean?
That's where it gets really futuristic. Cohere thinks that AI can be used to coordinate entire networks across multiple cell sites and even different frequency bands.
Wow.
Imagine a seamless mobile experience where your device just smoothly transitions between all these different cells and frequencies, and you wouldn't even notice. Everything's just smoother, faster, more efficient.
Okay, so we're talking about a whole new level of network intelligence here.
Yes.
But let's bring it back down to Earth for a second.
Okay.
What are some practical benefits that, the average listener might actually experience if this actually works out, if USM and AI actually deliver on these promises?
Well, first and foremost, I'd say much faster and much more reliable mobile connections.
Okay.
Think about those frustrating dropped calls, the buffering videos, especially when you're in a crowded area.
Yeah.
USM could actually eliminate a lot of those annoyances.
Okay. So it goes beyond just speed and reliability.
Yeah. Imagine downloading a movie in seconds. Or streaming high-definition video without a hitch.
Yeah.
You could even participate in those immersive virtual reality experiences
Right.
all seamlessly from your mobile device.
Those are some possibilities that would get people excited. It sounds like USM could be a key part of making those a reality.
It could be, yeah.
What about the bigger picture? How might this technology change the mobile industry as a whole? Like, could it actually disrupt the way networks are built and operated?
It's possible, and that's actually something Cohere is addressing
Okay.
through their work with the O-RAN Alliance and other partners.
Okay.
One of the cool things about USM is that it's compatible with both traditional and Open RAN architectures.
So it's not like they're trying to force network operators to completely change how they do things. They're giving them a tool that can make things better, right?
Exactly.
That makes sense. What about spectrum? How we manage that? If we can essentially multiply the spectrum we have, does that change how it's allocated and regulated?
Absolutely. USM could really change how efficiently we use spectrum, and that could lead to more flexible and dynamic spectrum sharing models
Yeah.
where, different operators, even different technologies, can all work together more harmoniously. It could also reduce the need for operators to acquire more spectrum, which can be really expensive and time-consuming.
Right. So we're not just talking about a technological innovation here. We're talking about something that could actually trigger regulatory and economic changes in the entire mobile industry.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the, technical side of USM to the potential impacts on the future of mobile networks. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, we need to consider the other side of the coin. Are there any potential downsides or challenges that come with this technology?
Of course, there are always challenges with new technologies. One concern is the complexity of managing, an AI-powered network.
Yeah, that makes sense.
These systems require very sophisticated algorithms and
Okay.
a lot of data
Okay.
to work properly. And then, like with any AI system, there's always a risk of unintended consequences.
So we need to be thoughtful about the tech, but also the ethical and societal implications. We need to make sure these networks are designed and used responsibly. Let's take a moment to think about everything we've learned so far. We've been on this journey exploring Cohere's Universal Spectrum Multiplier.
USM?
Yeah, USM. From those radar beginnings
Right.
to potentially changing everything with AI.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
It really is. A fascinating look into tech that could change how we connect in the future. I think it's worth taking a minute to go over the key takeaways.
Yeah, good idea.
What are the big things listeners should remember about USM?
Well, I think first off, USM actually offers a way to improve networks right now.
Not in the future.
Nope, today. And you don't need a new phone or anything.
Oh, wow.
It's a software upgrade.
So operators can give us better speed, reliability, capacity,
Oh.
all without us doing a thing.
Exactly.
So it's not some future tech.
No, it's something that can help us now.
I like that. What else?
Second, USM isn't limited. It's not just for one type of network. It can be used in cities, rural areas, anything in between,
Versatile.
right? And because it works with traditional and Open RAN,
It's flexible.
for operators who want to upgrade.
That's got to be important, especially with how fast mobile tech changes.
Definitely.
Okay, last big takeaway.
This is the big one. Combining AI with USM could create truly intelligent networks.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. Networks predicting what we need and responding.
Always optimizing.
Constantly improving.
It's like a vision of seamless, limitless connectivity.
That's the goal.
But we have to talk about the challenges too, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like you said, managing AI networks is complex.
Takes a lot of smarts and resources to get it right.
And we can't forget the ethics of it all.
Right. Are we using it responsibly?
Making sure it benefits everyone.
That's the key.
It's not just about the tech, but how we use it.
And what impact it has on us all.
Which brings me to my final thought for today. We're at this turning point with technology.
Yeah, a big one.
And it's crucial that we talk about the future of mobile openly and honestly.
What do we want to build? How do we make sure everyone benefits?
Those are the questions we need to answer.
Couldn't agree more.
It's a call to action for everyone. Tech folks, industry leaders, policymakers, and everyday people like us.
We're all in this together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We all have a part to play in shaping the future of mobile.
It's exciting, but also a big responsibility.
And that's what the deep dive is all about, giving you the knowledge to navigate this crazy world of tech.
We're glad you're here with us.
So as you go about your day, think about the incredible technology that connects us all.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
And think about what the future holds. as we keep pushing the limits
to new possibilities.
That wraps up our look at Cohere's USM. We hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to check out the show notes for links to more info,
including those trial videos we mentioned.
Until next time, stay curious and stay connected.